Okay, so welcome Grant Sithole, Sub-Saharan Regional Alliance spokesperson for All for Youth. It's good to have you with us.
Hey, Clarence, how are you doing, man?
Are you as stressed as the rest of the country today?
Relatively. It's definitely an interesting time. And I use the word interesting very loosely.
Yeah, I think it's an interesting time. I think it's it's fertile with opportunity, and I like that. So just off your website, the All for Youth Sub-Saharan Regional Alliance aims to provide unemployed youth with an opportunity to unlock their potential by launching a registration system for unemployed youth to register their profiles. It's exciting stuff. But essentially, you are looking to team up young people with CEOs, leaders in business and industry on the sub-Saharan continent. Where did this program come from, All for Youth? Let us know.
Okay, cool. So maybe let's take a step back. So I mean, you mentioned in the beginning that I'm the spokesperson for All for Youth.
Yes.
I'm the chief product officer at Publicis Group Africa, which works in conjunction with Nestle, which is one of the global companies that works in alliance with All for Youth. I know it sounds like there is a couple of steps in, but yes, the All for Youth is essentially an alliance of like a bunch of companies that work together to help young people around the globe get all the skills that they need to kind of thrive in the world of work. And it's a very important objective. Initiative because it aims to kind of create and implement employability programs and mentorship and training initiatives and equip the youth with all those workplace skills.
Okay, Grant. So just tell me how this program came about.
So it's one of those things where, like I said, a lot of companies from around the world. So it's not necessarily just based in South Africa. So it's a global program where a lot of companies have kind of looked around and thought that, you know, it's important that we equip the youth with all the skills that they need to be able to get into the workplace. You know, the idea of youth unemployment is a big deal around the world. It's important to equip the youth with not just skills, but the confidence to be able to get into the workplace and be able to thrive in that space.
How many companies are involved? We're talking about 100 companies, and is that the equivalent of 100 CEOs?
Yeah. So absolutely. So the initiative seeks to match 100 young people with 100 CEOs. Yeah, that's right.
So how eventually is it 100 youth that would be paired with 100 CEOs, or would it be disproportionate?
So the intention is to get roll in 100 young people, and then after that find CEOs. So not necessarily just CEOs, but essentially find mentors in the workplace to be able to pair them with in order to prep them for the world of work.
Okay, so you're saying not necessarily CEOs, but definitely mentors who have done some time and have the kind of experiences. Just tell us about some of the other companies that are involved in this particular All for Youth project.
Yeah, like I said, I know Nestle is definitely one of the companies that's in there, and there are a whole bunch of companies I can't name. Oh, so yeah, here we go. So a bunch of them are places like Microsoft, Nielsen Africa, and the AdCorp Group.
I see Nestle, ABB, AdCorp Group, Nielsen Africa, Publicis, and Microsoft. And you say you are also representing Publicis in this particular association. So what is the process for young people to enter?
Yeah, so essentially what needs to happen is that, like I said, young people from ages of 18 and 30, the application needs to be between 18 and 30, and it's a citizen of Sub-Saharan Africa. You need essentially a 3-month commitment to be part of the virtual program. And also you kind of need to be at a university or a TVET college. It's absolutely for you to are unemployed. And you need to have some work experience. Well, a big deal if you don't have a lot of work experience, but you will be evaluated on the narrative in your application of an application response.
The support for your All for Youth project, does that come from the participating businesses, or is there a broader kind of support than just that?
Yeah, so the businesses committed themselves to be able to kind of be there for the mentees. and be able to equip them with everything that they need. So all the businesses that have committed to the pause, and yeah, all the expertise that comes from, you know, Microsoft, ABB, Publicis Group, Nestle, Nielsen Group, and EdCorp are going to contribute to the program.
Okay, so just give us a sense of the timeline for participation and application for this program.
Yeah, so the it's a 3-month commitment to a virtual program, the applications for the program open on the 1st of December today, and they close on the 21st of January, it's an exciting program that I think anybody who, well, all the youth, and we understand the impact of youth unemployment. Anybody who is eligible for it, I urge you to get involved in that.
Does mentorship that you provide through industry leaders, does the mentorship directly translate into job opportunities for those participants?
It's almost, well, look, it's the first step towards it. One of the things the main topic of this year's conference was something called entrepreneurship versus entrepreneurship. So essentially what it is being able to equip the mentees with the skills to be able to understand that, you know, there's a way to get all these skills and from your mentors, and how does that, one, either equip you to be able to do better at the job that you have, or to be able to equip you with the ideas, or to be able to start your own thing outside of it. But more often than not, you know, the intention is to equip the young people with the confidence to be able to thrive within an organization, or to be able to go out there and start their own thing.
Okay, so just again, just distinguish the difference between entrepreneurship and entrepreneurship.
So I think that's really, really exciting. So entrepreneurship is, you know, like a lot of people, you know, even people who've been working for some time, you find yourself within working organizations and not actually understand the fact that there are ways for your ideas to be able to birth bigger things within the organization that you're in, right? So, for example, to be able to be in your company and be able to go, you know, to steer things because of your entrepreneurial skills. So within the auspices of a company, as opposed to, you know, the harsh winds of out there as an entrepreneur.
Mentorship and assistance is important, but really a lot of entrepreneurs need incubation as well. Is that part of the offering that you provide as the All for Youth mentorship program?
Well, not in its purest form, but I think the most important thing is to pair young people with people who've run the yards, like you said, you know, people who have a lot of answers, well, more answers than what the youth have right now, to be able to equip them going forward. So incubation, and not necessarily it's not necessarily a part of this program, but it literally is about being able to equip the kids, well, the youth, with the confidence and the skills to be able to go out there.
Okay, I think we've got it loud and clear, and we're gonna have to wrap it there. Thank you, Grant Sitole, with Prosus and the Sub-Saharan Regional Alliance, a spokesperson, All for Mentorship program, offering opportunities across all industry and business field. Of course, an opportunity for youth in Sub-Saharan Africa to be mentored, essentially, and coached by some of the continent's leading CEOs, and the All for Youth Sub-Saharan Regional Alliance spokesperson, of course, has shared with us some of those details. Just selection criteria again. The applicant must be youth aged 18 to 30 years of age and a citizen of Sub-Saharan Africa, any one of the countries. A 3-month commitment to the virtual program at a university, TVET college. Second year students and students in their final year are encouraged to apply. Youth who are unemployed, some work experience. Applicants will be evaluated on the narrative in their application process. So you must motivate why you need to be part of it. Attendance at all mentorship sessions is required. A willingness to learn and to receive feedback. The timeline for the application and kickoff of All for Youth mentorship is from on the 1st of December through till the end, of course, of January 2023.